It's Thirsty Thursday again. Join me in a word of prayer, will you? Father God, we're here again asking for your presence. Lord, we desire you to join us in this word. We're going to study a little bit of your scripture that you've given us. We're going to see how it applies to us. We're going to talk about what it means to wrestle with you over things that are going on in our lives. So Lord, bless our time together. Bless those who are listening, watching, and bless me as I try to convey these words. We love you, and we thank you, and we know you've got great things planned for us. And we'll count it a privilege to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's dive right in. Jacob asks, this is Genesis 32, 29. Jacob asks of God, he says, "Tell me your name, I pray." And God said, "Why is it that you ask about my name?" And God blessed him there. God blessed him. Jacob, he was a scoundrel, wasn't he? He divided his family. He was a liar. He cheated his own brother, tricked his dad. And then one night he was asleep and he got ambushed by a stranger with a capital S, if you will. God ambushed him. And they wrestled each other all night long. And the pain must have been incredible because God actually touched him in his hip and crippled his hip. And Jacob fought, but he held on and he held on. He wouldn't let God go. He wouldn't let go until God chose to bless him. And it says he did bless Jacob there. It's kind of a strange story to imagine wrestling with God in a very physical sense, like we would wrestle somebody on a wrestling mat. But we do wrestle with God in our spirit, don't we? We wrestle with God in ways that cause us to wonder what he's doing in our lives and why. Sometimes we wrestle with the scripture and we can't understand exactly what it's trying to say. We try to read more, and the ideas that come to us are just so complicated. We wrestle with it in our mind. But God wants to bless us in the wrestling. He wants us to hold on to him until he blesses us. He wants us to grab on and subdue him if we can. Just really bind him up so that we can feel his presence in our lives. What a wonderful place that has to be, to know that he's right there with us, holding us up. We might be trying to wrestle with him, but he's actually trying to touch us and bless us during the time. He wants us to do that. He wants to seek out his name. He wants us to get into his word. Let's do that. Don't let go of him. Here's a quote from John Bloom. It says this: when God calls you to wrestle with him in prayer, it's an invitation to receive his blessing. Do not let him go until he blesses you. What a great idea. Kind of a strange story, but there's a real message in it. Wrestle with him. That's okay to wrestle with God. He wants to bless you in it. So God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week and a weekend. And don't forget, share your testimony. Nobody can argue with you and your testimony. God bless you all.